Well, thank you everybody for your participation this morning.
谢谢大家参加这个庆祝。
We need to give a very special announcement to the Children's Ministry Department and all of the parents and all the other people who helped to make the presentation for us this morning.
我们谢谢所有的孩子们、家长们，还有我们的儿童事工的所有同工们，让今天早上这个庆祝活动可以展开。
So I'm not sure who all was involved, but it's probably at least a dozen people, right, or more. So thank you. The only you need to read the rest of the bulletin on your own, and that is a reminder of our Christmas Eve service at 6:30, candlelight carol sing here in the sanctuary.
我要做的唯一的一项通告呢，就是通知大家，就是告诉大家提醒大家呢，12月24号圣诞节前夜呢，我们有一个烛光的晚会在这边，请大家呢届时参加。其他的事项呢，请大家阅读秩序表。
And I encourage you to bring your family, bring your neighbors, bring your friends. It will be a very special time of celebration.
我们欢迎大家带着家人朋友一起来到这里呢，参加这个特别的活动。
So this morning,
忘记所有的一切的限制，我们要吃蛋糕，教会来歌唱来敬拜。 圣诞节，我也希望你们呢，也跟我一起的来庆祝这个圣诞节。And
the reason why
，就是因为主耶稣基督来到这个世界上，为了一个特别的目的。That
purpose is outlined.
Luke
chapter 4. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord. He began by saying to them today, I celebrate Christmas.
传福音给贫穷的人。
Jesus left the glory to be born.
荣耀降生在一个马槽里。
Jesus left the splendor of
耶稣离开他天上的荣耀，来到这样一个世界。这个世界充满了罪、邪恶、痛苦和折磨。
The world has nothing
but death. 这个世界没有什么可给主耶稣的，除了死亡。
But Jesus had everything to offer to the world. Death.
但是耶稣呢，有所有的一切可以带来给这个世界，除了死亡。
You see, the good news is that through
罪可以得到赦免，你可以永远的和活在上帝的面前。
Now the poor spoken of here are not.
并不是指那些在物质上贫穷的人。
The poor are
贫穷的人呢，不管他们在经济上是贫穷的，是富裕的，但是呢，他们是被罪恶这个强盗呢抢去了他们和神之间的关系。
The poor are Jesus.
这些人呢，这些贫穷的人呢，是指那些属灵上缺乏，并他们需要在主耶稣里面找到他们的财宝，找到他们的保障的那些人。
I celebrate Christmas because Jesus came to offer me forgiveness and friendship.
我庆祝圣诞节，因为主耶稣来到这个世界上，给我带来了饶恕和友谊。
When you accept His forgiveness and His friendship, you also will celebrate.
当你接受了他的饶恕和他的友谊的时候呢，你也可以来庆祝圣诞节。
Now I celebrate Christmas because Jesus came to
Jesus 释放那些被掳的。
You see, without the forgiveness, we continue to
我们一直是活在奴役里面。
We are prisoners. We are held.We are shackled by
sin.
Now, I know that we can do that are right, but more
than the 多数做的事情呢，都是错的。完全没有能力，并且很快就失败了。
We hurt the
人。我们离要活一个美善的生活呢，真的是差得太远太远。
But Jesus came.To free us, to release us from captivity, to
the 不完美，我们的那个不好的、不圣洁的生活里面解救出来。
And it's for this reason that I celebrate Christmas.
就是为了这个原因，我庆祝圣诞节。
Now I also celebrate.Because Jesus came to give sight to the blind.
我庆祝圣诞节，还因为主耶稣来，使瞎眼的得看见。
Now when I live,
办一件事情，就是说我们的监狱呢就在我们步行距离的那个那么近的一个地方，他们不是很安全，不是很保安全。
The prison was like a Holiday Inn.
那个监狱呢就像一个度假酒店一样的。
Now, I do not insult any Holiday Inn.
我这样。
But the
监狱里面呢，就好像他们住在度假酒店里面的，非常的舒服。
The prisoners ate very well.
他们吃的很好。
They were kept warm.
好像是一个度假的一个地方一样的。
And when
然后呢，就搭上一辆车呢，就离开这个城镇。
They were then convicted
of 就是说，他们非法的在不准到处乱走的时候呢，跑到外面去，所以呢，他们又会被再加一点刑期，几个月的刑期。
Now this was all according to the criminal's plan.
这个呢，其实就是那些罪犯他们的计划。
Can you guess when most of these prison breaks occurred?
你能猜到说这样子的事情发生在什么时候最多吗
？They all
很大，那个温度是大概零下20度到40度的时候呢，在这个时候呢，这一类的事情呢就发生很多。
You see, prison was a more desirable for shelters in which to live out the winter.
所以呢，在冬天的时候呢，你知道，这个监狱呢就变成了比他们自己的家、他们自己的避难所还更他们更喜欢待的地方。
Now, such a state of affairs was not the reality.
并不是这样子的情况。
Prison in the Bible was not a Holiday Inn experience.
在圣经里面提到的监狱呢，并不是这样子的，像度假酒店一样的一个地方。
A prisoner was chained.
那时候呢，囚犯呢是被上了脚镣的。
Food was meager.
食物呢非常少。
There was no plan.
一个被废弃的一个水井。
It was cold.But Jesus came not only to
释放出来，并且呢，让他们恢复他们的视力。
Now we know.
那个瞎眼的人呢，重见光明。
But even more.
And
a dimly
No one knows.
You see, Jesus is the light by which we see and experience the truth.
所以呢，主耶稣基督是那个光，通过他呢，我们可以看见，我们可以明白真理。
He is the one who
牢狱。
And what?I was captive, but now.
囚禁的，但是现在我被释放了。
I didn't know.
路的明灯了。
And this is why.
我庆祝圣诞节。
I also saw.
得自由。行的那些罪和别人对我所行的，或者是我们自己对自己所行的那些罪呢，使我们的生活变得非常可怜，并且呢，令人羞耻。
Sin.
而且摧毁人。
But Jesus came to restore freshness to life.
但是主耶稣来了，他带了新的生命，新的生命的活力。
He came to restore.
他在精神或者是感情的那个倦怠当中呢，带来了活力，更新了我们的力量。
He came to pronounce forgiveness.
他来宣告饶恕。
He came to soften the bitter spirit.
他使那些苦毒的心呢得到软化。
He came to release you.
满足的生活里面去。
No matter how much you are, came to bring release into your life.
不管你受到的压制是多么大，主耶稣来都可以把你的生活带到一个不同的一个境界里面。
Finally, I celebrate Christmas because Jesus came.
宣告神悦纳人的喜年。
Now when Jesus said that he came to proclaim the year of favor, he was
神的耐心。
He was saying, and he continues to say that God being patient.
很耐性的，很有忍耐的，你必须，你不能再拖延了。
Now,
到了。
Now is the time to be. Do not wait. With Jesus.
快快的靠着主耶稣的饶恕和友谊来进入到与神的关系当中。
Now, what Jesus happens to declare in this particular verse is very forceful because of what he actually does not proclaim.
其实在主耶稣这一句话里面，他的宣告呢，非常的有力，是因为他没有说出来的，没有说出来的情况。
You see, in this message in the synagogue, Jesus is quoting from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2.
主耶稣在这里他引用的经节呢是在以赛亚书的61章的1到2节。
But Jesus does not finish the quote.
他并没有完整的引用这两节经文所说到的，他省略了其中的一点内容。
In Isaiah 61, this is what it says.
在第六十一章是这样讲的。
To proclaim.
神所提供给我们的就是可以让我们得到救恩，可以得到自由，得到释放，都在这一个时候呢，主耶稣都讲出来了。但是呢，这个提供给这些东西呢，不是永无止境的。
One day the offer will be withdrawn.
总有一天，这个提供的东西呢，会被收回的。
There is an expiry date.
是有一个过期的日期的。
God's patience will end, and He will have to do the right and just thing.
总有一天，神的耐心呢会到一个尽头，他就要行他公义的审判。
One day He will have to deal and find forgiveness and the friendship of Jesus.
如果我们不悔改，我们没有和神建立一个朋友式的关系的话，我们总有一天。神是要来审判的。
But at this moment,
he 灭亡面临审判。
All we need to do is to forgive us.
我们所需要耶稣来赦免我们。
To save,
来拯救我们。
To become our
成为我们的朋友。
To become very important question for you this morning.
现在呢，我就有一个非常重要的问题要问大家。
What have you done with God's patience?
对神的这个耐心，你做了什么呢？
Have you responded to Jesus?
你有没有对耶稣做出回应呢？
Now is the favorable time. Now is the right time.
现在就是那个悦纳的时候，现在就是那个时候了。
Now I celebrate Christmas, and I hope that you can celebrate Christmas because Jesus proclaims the year.
因为主耶稣他宣告神悦纳人的喜年。
He is being patient, and now is the grace and faith. favor.
他一直在那里耐心的等候，现在就是时间来，我们来接受他的恩典，接受他的怜悯和悦纳。
And when you do, you will. And you will party. And you will go to church. And you will sing and worship. And you will give gifts.
当你接受了呢，你就可以吃喝，参加聚会，来到教堂，来歌唱，来赞美，来敬拜，来给出礼物去。
When you do, you will really celebrate.
那就是真正的庆祝了。
Thank you.